Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say, there's a little rhythm, 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 the pit-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it will drive me insane. Comes in the morning.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Setting love songs in the house is pretty obvious. You put them in the bedroom or maybe the living room, a bed, a sofa, an overstuffed armchair. But the kitchen, that too.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
These two songs don't necessarily take place in the kitchen, but without a doubt, that's where they begin, wherever they end up. A child plays outside in winter and spring, and a woman thinks about the man she loves. Her affection takes form in comic metaphors that travel from the breakfast table to the cocktail lounge. Carole King, Chicken Soup with Rice, and Dorothy Loudon, I'd Like to Dunk You in My Coffee.
In January, it's so nice, while slipping on the sliding ice. Just sip hot chicken soup with rice. Sipping once, sipping twice, sipping chicken soup with rice. In February, it will be my snowman's anniversary. Chicken soup with rice. In March, the wind blows down the door and spills my soup upon the floor. It laps it up and roars for more. Blowing once, blowing twice, blowing chicken soup with rice. In April, I will go away to far off Spain or old Bombay and dream about soup all day. Oh my once, oh my twice, oh my old chicken soup with rice. In May I truly think it best to be a robin lightly dressed, concocting soup inside my nest. Mix it once, mix it twice, mix that chicken soup. I saw a charming group of roses all begin to droop. I pep them up with chicken soup. Sprinkle once, sprinkle twice, sprinkle chicken soup with rice.
We were always going in for every sort of vitamin we'd read about. But we find we're filled up with what the doctors recommended as a build-up. Now, I'd like to make it known that since I've met you, I have thrown their theories out.
You agree with me,
though you're not my vitamins A, B, C, D.
I'd like to dunk you in my coffee, spread you on my bread. I wish that you were in the highball going to my head.
Dear, when you sit across the table, I'm then like the giant in the fable.
Fee,
fi,
fo,
fum, we're overcome with the cannibalistic feeling.
I'd like to smother you with mushrooms, and everything.
Claim you'd be a dainty dish to set before a king.
Sweetheart, if I could obtain you as part of my daily menu, I'd like to dunk you in my coffee, spread you on my bread.
Thank you.
the cannibalistic feeling.
I'd like to smother you with mushrooms and everything.
I claim you'd be a dainty dish to set before a king. Sweetheart, if I could obtain you as part of my daily menu, I'd like to dunk you in my coffee, spread you on my bread.
From Maurice Sendak and Carole King's 1974 Really Rosie, King sings Chicken Soup with Rice. And from the 1934 Broadway revue Calling All Stars, Dorothy Loudon with Harry Axt and Lou Brown's I'd Like to Dunk You in My Coffee. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Domesticity was one of the great themes in American middle-class life in the 19th century, and in American music as well. But despite the breakdown of Victorian values in the new century, followed by World War I and eventually the arrival of the flapper, you'd think the 20s would resist the old idea. Attitudes toward women, sex, and marriage changed, but the idea of domesticity persisted with the rise of the suburbs and the flapper's desire to settle down in the kitchen. The song may portray the young man who's chasing the young woman, or it may portray the young lovers after they catch one another and settle down. From 1926, Tom Slack's If My Baby Cooks As Good As She Looks, and from 1930, Ted Weems Orchestra with a vocal by Parker Gibbs, Washing Dishes With My Sweetie.
Be hungry, hungry all the time. If my baby fries like she rolls her eyes, how my poor heart aches for her griddle cakes. I wonder if she's as good at the oven as she is in the parlor at love, love, loving. If my baby cooks just as good as she looks, then I'll be hungry, hungry all the time. Thank you.
dishes with my sweetie at the kitchen sink. Oh gosh, I get so excited, I can hardly think. I get a mouthful of soap suds, but they taste good to me. As long as my sweetie's by my side, doing the dishes with me. Now there's no moonlight or a June night, but I'm telling you, I get lovin' near the oven when there's dishes to do. We do things and we hadn't oughta. We hold hands underneath the water, washing dishes with my sweetie at the kitchen sink. I hate dishes, still I'm never blue. I'm not fretting, I get petting when there's dishes to do. Knives and forks and spoons never hinder. Pots and pans go out of the window. Washing dishes with my sweetie at the kitchen sink.
Tom Slacks with Harry Carroll and Irving Kales, If My Baby Cooks As Good As She Looks, and Parker Gibbs with Peter Dixon, Tom Neely, and Dave Ringles, Washing Dishes with My Sweetie. A lot of the songs from the 1920s and even the early years of the Great Depression are playful and flirtatious, even though they're about getting married and embracing domestic life. They're also sexy. It's as if the flapper embraced the old ideals but gave them a very modern facelift. Domesticity had come with high Victorian seriousness. Now it came with a wink and a laugh. Two songs from 1924, Lee Morse with Cooking Breakfast for the Man I Love, and Rebecca Luker and Philip Chaffin with Our Little Kitchenette.
Morning, I'll be getting up. Morning, I'll be setting up a tiny table for two. Breakfast, I'll be making his breakfast. He'll be taking his shave and his shower. My happy hour. The coffee is steaming. Oh boy, what I'm dreaming. While I'm cooking breakfast for the one I love. My baby likes bacon, and that's what I'm making. While I'm cooking breakfast for the one I love. Our life has been so nice and chummy right from the start. When I won his tummy, I won his heart. My baby is happy. Oh boy, am I happy. While I'm cooking breakfast for the one I love. Baking a biscuit, and he's willing to risk it. While I'm cooking breakfast for the one I love. He's wiping the dishes and he's breaking the dishes while I'm cooking breakfast for the one I love. I serve a plate of steaming oatmeal, taste it but shucks. Who the heck wants oatmeal sprinkled with luck? To show that he's grateful, he eats a big plateful, and he faints right after breakfast for the one he loves.
I am looking forward to the day when in a little nookery we can practice cookery divine.
We will say goodbye to dining out and be more economical. In matters gastronomical, we'll shine.
I guess we'll have to learn to bake or fry if we intend to make a pie or which the whole world will start raving.
But think of all the heavy tips we need and give their waiterships and all the hat check ransom we'll be saving.
Oh, when we get our little kitchenette,
I'll cook some things you won't forget.
You'll preside o'er both the pot and pan, while I will be wrestling with a salmon can.
Life will be so joyous and serene while I grind the coffee bean.
On no bills of fare we'll gamble. From our flat we need and ramble.
For our soups will be by Campbell.
What?
When we get our little kitchenette.
I will practice day and night till I can wield a wicked frying pan.
Most anything by trying man can do. How I long to make that complicated dish that's known as succotash. And then we'll try our luck at hash and stew.
A hash would be delicious, but you're really too ambitious.
Yes, I realize that that would take us too long.
For it will take a lot of looks and many different cooking books before we get the knack of brewing oolong.
Oh, when we get our little kitchenette,
I'll cook some things you won't forget.
What?
Tell me more.
We'll have onions if for them you pine.
But when it comes to garlic, dear, I draw the line. After a while, undaunted, unafraid, we'll concoct some lemonade.
Far from dining din and Babel, we will serve a wondrous table.
That is dear if we.
Chef, I'll be no Jonah.
We will tame the wild Bologna.
Oh, what rapture when we own a cute and cozy little kitchenette.
Lee Morse with Harry Tobias and Billy Rose's Cooking Breakfast for the Man I Love, and Rebecca Luker and Philip Chaffin with George Gershwin and Buddy DeSilva's Our Little Kitchenette. Even in the head-over-heels 1920s, male and female roles in marriage remained pretty well set. Married couples were beginning to move to new suburbs, and the husband would take a train into the city each morning to work, while the wife ran the household from the kitchen. Actually, it wasn't as fuddy-duddy as that. Marriage was pretty well defined, but it could also be sexy. Eva Taylor sings Clarence Williams' In Our Cottage of Love.
Mm-hmm. sweetheart until you came my way. Never knew what love was until that happy day. Where have you been all my life? You ask me, dear, to be your wife. We will build a home for two, for me and you, my sweetheart. You will be happy, and I will be happy. Together we'll be super happy in our little love cottage. You'll earn the money, and I'll save it, honey. Life will be so sweet and sunny in our cottage of love and sweetheart. I'll work so hard in our little garden, for I'm just itching to be in that kitchen. You have a blue room, and I'll have a blue room. There's only gonna be one blue room in our cottage of love. You will be happy, and I will be happy. Together we'll be super happy in our little love cottage. You'll earn the money, and I'll save it, honey. Life will be so sweet and sunny in our cottage of love and sweetheart. I'll work so hard in our little garden, for I'm just itching to be in that kitchen. You have a blue room, and I'll have a blue room. There's only gonna be one blue room in our cottage of love.
Eva Taylor in Our Cottage of Love. The kitchen is inseparable from the three meals of the day and the relationship between the two people who come together to eat. Maybe the place to start is not with a specific meal, but with hospitality, its limits on one hand and its seductive expansiveness on the other. A freeloading parson in one song and a comically predatory female taxi driver in the other. Max Morath, Come After Breakfast, and Nancy Walker, I Can Cook Too.
Old Jasper Green, the deacon of a church down South Carolina, had a habit of calling on folks long about eating time. The other day, out on the street, he met my Aunt Mandy Lou. Said, sometime tomorrow, Mandy, I believe I'll call on you. She said, come round any time, it makes no difference. But these few words I've got to say right here in self-defense. Come after breakfast, bring your own lunch, and leave before supper time. You do that, I feel positive, we're gonna all get along fine. Now everybody's welcome at my house, whether rain or shine. If they come after breakfast, bring their own lunch, and leave before supper time. The South Carolina Temperance Union met last Saturday night, and while they fussed, I thought they'd bust. They ate with all their might. Before they left, they said, next week we'll meet at Mandy Lou's. And Mandy said, that's fine with me, but sisters, I got news. Come on over anytime. Go on and set that date. And if you bring your appetites, I'll furnish you the plate. Come after breakfast, bring your own lunch, and leave before supper time. If you do that, I feel positive we're gonna all get along fine. Now everybody's welcome at my house, whether rain or shine. If they come after breakfast, bring their own lunch, and leave before supper time. Come after breakfast, bring their own lunch, and leave before supper time. Along and then leave. I said leave. They've got to leave long about supper time.
Oh, I can cook too, on top of the rest. My seafood's the best in the town. Yes, I can cook too. My fish can't be beat. My sugar's the sweetest around. I'm a man's ideal of a perfect meal, right down to the demi-tasse. I'm a pot of joy for a hungry boy, baby. I'm cooking with gas, so I'm a gumdrop, a sweet lollipop, a brook trout right out of the brook. And what more, baby, I can cook. Some girls make magazine covers, some girls keep house on a dime. Some girls make wonderful lovers, but what a lucky find I'm. I'd make a magazine cover, I do keep house on a dime. I'd make a wonderful lover, I should be paid overtime. Cause I can bake too, on top of the lot. My oven's the hottest you'll find. Yes, I can roast too, my chickens just ooze. My gravy will lose you your mind. I'm a brand new note on a table d'hote, but just try me a la carte. With a single course, you could choke a horse, baby. You won't know where to start. Oh, I'm an hors d'oeuvre, a jelly preserve, not in the recipe book. And what's more, baby, I can cook. Some girls make wonderful drivers, some girls can hit a high C. Some girls make good taxi drivers, but what a genius is me. I'd make a wonderful driver, I even hit a high C. I make the best taxi driver, I rate a big Navy E. Cause I can fry too, on top of a heap. My Crisco's as deep as a pool. Yes, I can broil too, my ribs win applause. My lamb chops will cause you to drool. For a candied sweet or a pickled beet, step up to my smorgasbord. Walk around until you get your fill. Baby, you won't ever be bored. Oh, I'm a pate, a marron glacé, a dish you will wish you had taught.
From 1909, Max Morath with Chris Smith's Come After Breakfast. And from Leonard Bernstein, Betty Comden, and Adolph Green's 1944 score to On the Town, Nancy Walker, I Can Cook Too. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. The most sensible way to proceed is to move through the day. Breakfast time means you're hungry, for food, for one another. One is a kind of roaring anticipation, the other a dreamlike imagining of the future, both set to breakfast. Cole Porter sings his own Sunday morning breakfast time, and Al Jolson follows with Irving Berlin's Looking at You.
the distant top. Here's to the Java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore. Why don't the poets go into rhyme and rave about it more? For only then can a man forget the sweat and the worries of his baneful lot. As he calmly enjoys his toast and most of all for Brisbane. Breakfast time on other days means bolting at fever heat, but on Sunday morning there's the time when a man has time to eat and eat when a man.
Never saw such perfect beauty before. Never saw such charming manners, what's more. Never saw such eyes of heavenly blue. Never saw what I see looking at you. I could have never weary looking at you, looking at you. All through life, my dearie, looking at you, looking at you. I wish that I were able to make you say I do and sit across the breakfast table looking at you, looking at you. Say, Lou, I think you better put that song in the back of the books. I don't know. I can't get the feel of it.
Why?
I don't know. It doesn't seem to be my type of song. Something's wrong with it.
You must be in love.
I guess you're reading my mail. I wish that I were able to make you say I do and sit across the breakfast table looking at you, looking at you.
Come on, Al, put some glasses in it.
Why could I never weary looking at you, looking at you. On a cruel life, my dearie, looking at you, looking at you. I wish just to make you say I do and sit across the breakfast table looking at you,
From Cole Porter's 1935 score to Jubilee, Porter sings Sunday Morning Breakfast Time, and Al Jolson with an Irving Berlin song from the 1930 movie Mammy, Across the Breakfast Table, Looking at You. The next two songs about dinner couldn't be more different. The first is set in a sharecropper's cabin in the Deep South in the 1930s, when Jim Crow was in full flower. A woman prepares dinner, her children sit at the table, and then she learns that her husband has been lynched. Paula Newsom with Supper Time.
Supper time. I should set the table, 'cause it's supper time. Somehow I ain't able, 'cause that man of mine ain't coming home no more. Supper time. Kids will soon be yelling for their supper time. How I keep from telling that that man of mine ain't coming home no more. How I keep explaining when they ask me where he's gone. How I keep from crying when I bring their supper on. How can I remind them to pray at their humble board? How can I be thankful when they start to thank the Lord God? Should set the table, 'cause it's supper time. Somehow I ain't able, 'cause that man of mine ain't coming home no more. Ain't coming home.
From Irving Berlin's 1932 score to As Thousands Cheer, Paula Newsom, Supper Time. In Frank Lesser's satiric How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying, a secretary smitten with her boss fantasizes about what it would be like being married to him, especially as he sets out to rise to the top of the company. It's a sweet, gentle love song, until you pay close attention to what she's actually saying. Bonnie Scott, Happy to Keep His Dinner Warm.
New Rochelle, that's the place where the mansion will be for me and the darling bright young man I picked out for marrying me. He'll do well, I can tell, so it isn't a moment too soon to plan on my life in New Rochelle, the wife of my darling tycoon.
Honey, you'll be in New Rochelle. Your darling tycoon will be here in the office. The future Mrs. Finch is in for some lonely nights.
Smitty, I'm prepared for exactly that sort of thing. I'll be so happy to keep his dinner warm while he goes onward and upward. Happy to keep his dinner warm. early home from downtown. I'll be there waiting until his mind is clear while he looks through me, right through me, waiting to say good evening, dear. I'm pregnant. What's new with you from downtown? Oh, to be loved by a man I respect, to bask in the glow of his perfectly understandable neglect. Oh, to belong in the aura of his frown, darling, busy frown. Such heaven, wearing the wifely uniform, while he goes onward and upward, happy to keep his dinner warm till he comes wearily home from downtown.
From 1961, Bonnie Scott, Happy to Keep His Dinner Warm. Some of these songs are less conventional. They're not standard love ballads, but rather offer insight into character. That's surprising in a song this old, from 1917. Mary Ann was a dishwasher who dreamed of starring in the movies. She even dreamed about the kind of movie she'd star in. The story has a touch of irony, but it also reflects the power of the movies a dozen years before talkies. Eddie Morton, Come Out of the Kitchen, Mary Ann.
Mary Ann was a picture fan, but she worked hard all day. Washing dishes, still she had wishes to star in a photo play. One day Mary fell asleep, it seems. Mary had some very pleasant dreams. She dreamt a fairy came to her that day, and she thought she heard it say, come out of the kitchen, Mary, darling. Come out of the kitchen, Mary Ann. Why waste your time cooking Irish stew when Deirdre Barrow, Mary Pickford will step aside for you? How would you like to be starred with Charlie Chaplin? Your picture pasted on each garbage can. It's a cinch, there's nothing to do. Just let them kick you black and blue. Come out of the kitchen, Mary Ann. Come out of the kitchen, Mary, darling. Come out of the kitchen, Mary Ann. Girls like you were never made to work. All you need is a different face. You look like a neighbor. How would you like to be kissed by Douglas Fairbanks? Have Francis Bushman love you like he can. Dressed up like Celestia Duran, imagine being paid for that. Come out of the kitchen, Mary Ann.
Eddie Morton with James Kendis and Charles Baez, Come Out of the Kitchen, Mary Ann. Not surprisingly, wartime is generally conservative. A nation fights to preserve what it has and keep what it values. World War II songs aimed at women whose husbands and lovers were off in Europe or the Pacific. They explored the emotions of loneliness and longing. Not many songs were about how mothers felt, but here's a song about the safe return of a son. Father tells mother they're going to celebrate, so leave the dishes in the sink, Ma. This is Spike Jones.
Pass started in a running when he heard the whistle blow. The postman brought a letter, an air mail from our Joe. It said, I've come back safely from across the ocean blue. Then Pa took off Pa's apron and he hollered out, Yahoo!
I'll leave the dishes in the sink. I'll leave the dishes in the sink.
Each dirty plate will have to wait. Tonight we're gonna celebrate.
Leave the dishes in the sink.
Pa started in a jiggin' and he cried, Ma, shake a leg. I'm going down the cellar, cause there's cider in the keg. The bologna's in the icebox, there's cheese and pickles too. We'll call in all the neighbors, cause tonight's our night. Yahoo!
I'll leave the dishes in the sink. Ma, leave the dishes in the sink.
Dirty plate will have to wait. Tonight we're gonna celebrate.
Leave the dishes in the sink.
Began a fiddling and the dancing was begun. Then Grandpa took his coat off and he yelled, partners, everyone! So each one picked a partner and they counted out one, two. And Ma, she twirled so pretty, they all hollered, Yahoo!
I'll leave the dishes in the sink. Ma, leave the dishes in the sink.
Each dirty plate will have to wait. Tonight we're gonna celebrate. And while they all were dancing, the door flew open wide, and everybody stopped, and Sergeant Joey stepped inside. He shouted out, attention, and everybody knew to bother with the dishes was not the thing to do.
I'll leave the dishes in the sink. I'll leave the dishes in the sink.
Each dirty plate will have to wait. Tonight we're gonna celebrate.
Leave the dishes in the sink.
Spike Jones with Leave the Dishes in the Sink, Ma. By 1984, it was okay for a woman to say she'd had it. Anna Antonelli, who ran a roller rink in an amusement park, has sold the rink and is flying off to Rome on a jaunt free from responsibilities. She ran the rink, ran the house, and was a wife and mother to an irresponsible husband and a daughter who grew up to run off. It doesn't sound like your typical Broadway musical. From John Kander and Fred Ebb's score to The Rink, Cheetah Rivera as Anna sings Chief Cook and Bottle Washer.
To my dear late husband and all his dear late family. To Antonelli's Roller Rink and Recreation Center, I have just one thing to say. Bafango! When I sit and remember the past, though I'd rather not sit and remember the past, if I happen to sit and remember the past, I hear so many voices.
Her people are vendors. They sell from cars.
Nice people. Good times.
Your mother said you liked me.
All I want to know is she a good worker, Dino.
What are you, crazy?
She's gonna marry me.
Masculine voices.
Hey, y'all, come on.
Hey, Anna, come down.
Hey, Anna, do this. Hey, Anna, do that. Can't be everywhere at once. I am only one person. Everyone is only one person. I was running a rink, running a household, and being a wife. Working her ass off should be the title of the story of my life. Chief cook and bottle washer, that's what I always was, doing what some cook and does. Go stand and take the tickets. Go make the corn, go pop. Bread to bake and beds to make and rugs to shake and floors to mop. Then when we break at seven, up comes my thoughtful pet saying, eh, ain't my dinner ready yet? Oh, whatever life can be when
did. Then I had the great good luck to have a kid. So now it's warm, the bottle. See what she's crying for. Wash and wipe and rock and dipe and bake and take and mop and pop. Exactly like I did before. Then Daddy's up at 7. Peeks in the bassinet. Say it. Ain't my dinner ready yet. Oh, what have I now? We're three. And you're cheap cook and bottle washer. Big cheap cook and bottle washer. Cheap cook, bottle washer, baby, make a life. Let all the mopping stop. There'll be no more bread to bake, or beds to make, or floors to mop. Hey, porter, grab my luggage. I'm climbing on some jets, and hear me say, hey, ain't my dinner ready yet? Oh, what heaven life will be when I've got cooks and bottle washers, a load of cooks and bottle washers for me.
Cheetah Rivera, chief cook and bottle washer. Women asserting themselves, sometimes with an ever sharper sense of irony. Their language learns how to bite. If you want to look back to find a bit of musical proto-feminism arrayed against the kitchen and its demands, you won't do better than this. Deborah Trinelli with Marie Caine's Mattress in the Kitchen.
Bottom me. I'm gonna buy a off the mantle. Find a recipe for stew. Fill your pipe and fluff your slippers. And devote myself to you. Like them apples.
Deborah Trinelli, Mattress in the Kitchen. From love to domesticity to feminism, the kitchen turns out to be a most suitable setting for the sentiments in popular songs. Andrew Croucher's the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's fascinating rhythm.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit WXXI.org/rhythm.